This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. Chris Witz with you with Morning Devotions. I read a sign that said, "Warning, life is not fair." And a father and his daughter were talking and she was upset because her brother had received a more expensive present than she had. "But Daddy," she said, "that's not fair." "Well, what is fair?" he said. "Guess what? Maybe it's not fair," he said, "but the sooner you learn that life is not fairer, the happier you'll be." A little bit of homegrown advice, I think, but it's a good answer. Sooner you learn that, the better. Because life's not fair. I'm sure you know that already, that life's experiences have taught you that sometimes things work out that are not better. That's just the way it is. And as we grow up, we discover, unfortunately, that life is not always fair. We learn that people don't share equally. And perhaps we've lost money that we've saved for years. Perhaps we were injured in some accident or had an illness, an extended illness, or maybe someone deliberately harmed us or someone that we love. And it's a real problem, isn't it? Sometimes children die. Sometimes we're separated from the people we love. Bill Gates will be remembered for his speech at a high school once when he told the kids 11 rules for life. And I'm not going to quote the 11 rules, but his number one rule was, "Life is not fair, get used to it." So it's not a complaint, it's reality. One of the most helpful Christian books written on this subject was Robert Schuller's book called Life's Not Fair, But God Is Good. And if you ever come across it, get it. And he reminds his readers of the story of the Bible of two sons living with their father on a property. One day, one of the sons came to their dad with a request, "Can I have my inheritance early? If I wait till you're gone, I'll probably be too old to enjoy it." So his father agrees, gives him his share of the inheritance, and off he goes to enjoy life. But life becomes one big party. He spends all the money, and the older brother stays at home, working faithfully, doing his work, probably plus his brother's work that he left behind. So no doubt he was very annoyed by this, but at the back of his mind he knew that his father would one day repay him for his faithfulness and hard work. But this story, based on the Bible story, runs that the younger brother ran out of money, he's destitute, he decides to come back to his father. And the father sees the young boy coming home and is overjoyed and throws a welcome party. But the other brother, the older brother, is furious and he feels cheated and he's very angry. And so what was the attitude of the older brother? Simply, "It's not fair." There's a verse in the Bible from Ecclesiastes chapter 9 that says, "The fastest runner does not always win the race. The strongest soldier does not always win the battle. Wise people don't always get the food. Smart people don't always get the wealth. Educated people don't always get the praise. When the time comes, bad things can happen to anyone." That's Ecclesiastes 9, verse 11. So in chapter 2 of Ecclesiastes, it says, "So life came to mean nothing to me because everything in it had brought me nothing but trouble. It had all been useless. I had been chasing the wind." Another of the verses that are most helpful in the Bible is Romans 8, verse 28. And this is so well known, maybe you know it. "We are confident that God is able to orchestrate everything to work towards something good and beautiful when we love him and accept his invitation to live according to his plan." Now, I'm not a fan of scuba diving. I've never done it. I don't particularly want to do it. But I understand that the scuba diving instructors tell their students to feel the bubbles. When it's pitch black and you have no idea which way to go, you reach up with your hand and feel the bubbles, apparently. And the air bubbles always drift up to the surface. I found that an interesting situation. And when you can't trust your feelings or judgment, you can trust the bubbles to get you back to the top. When we aren't sure or we say, "This isn't fair," do you know that we can always trust God? God loves you and God wants the very best in every situation, even in the hard times of life. Well, thank you, Lord. Sometimes life can get a bit difficult. We want our own, make our own decisions, but we've got to live with the consequences, good or bad. And we need to remember that you will guide us in every situation, whether life is fair or not. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.